It's Friday afternoon, and a quiet group of students are gathered in Greg Weaver's classroom.
Are we missing anybody?
On the table sits a cube made of PVC pipe. It's about the size of a microwave oven.
A robot that we're building for an underwater robotics competition this year.
Weaver teaches science and engineering at Technology High School in Rohnert Park. For the past 12 years, students in this science and math-focused school have participated in regional robotics competitions. If they do well during the May competition at Aptos, they'll be off to the international competition held this June in Michigan. Today, the students are wiring up their robot.
On our robot, there's 8 motors, which allow for maximum control when we're going up, down, left, right, sideways, and any direction we need to.
The competition is still a few weeks away, but Jeremy Mugers, the team captain, is eager to start the process of testing and troubleshooting.
Since we've never done this before, we want to make sure we have as much time as possible and to perfect it and make sure everything goes smoothly.
The competition calls for students to build a robot that they'll navigate underwater.
My name is Benjamin Davis. I'm head of electronics for the Technology High School robotics team. This year for the competition, we need to be able to pick up plates, we need to be able to lift up anchor lines, and we need to be able to move all these things around.
That's to simulate exploring a shipwreck. Soon they'll be adding a mechanical arm with a grabber.
I suppose you could kind of imagine an arm, and if you make a C shape with your hand and just open and close it, that's kind of what I imagine this grabber to look like.
Everything they're learning, says Davis, is practical for real-life experience.
There are people getting paid a lot of money to go out and do this. For example, when they went down to go and view the Titanic, they actually used submersibles similar to what we're building right now.
Aside from having an inherent cool factor, shipwrecks are a real environmental hazard, especially those that were carrying fuel or hazardous materials that could be now leaking. Part of the competition requirements are to formulate a business plan so that they could potentially sell any novel technologies they devise. That's actually something that they want help with.
We're looking for the people to come work with these students.
Juliet Porcorny's daughter is a freshman at Tech High. Aside from people who can help students write a business plan, those with science and engineering experience would be very helpful as well.
If there's somebody out there that knows marine biology or understands underwater robotics or such.
Porcorny is helping the robotics program with fundraising and outreach because she thinks the program is a key way for girls like her daughter to find their way into technological fields.
She wants to be a mechanical engineer and design roller coasters.
And it's important for students, especially science-interested girls, to have a supportive environment around them.
So here she is now. She's in a place where everybody's excited about the same thing she is. It's not perceived as being dorky. She's now surrounded by people of like mind and a lot of really smart young women. And they're great role models for her.
But it's expensive to build robots, she says. Each one costs about $5,000, and the program must raise its own funds. But she says it's important to see the robotics program thrive because it's phenomenally popular with students. And one of those students, she's hoping, will use what she's learning in robotics when she's designing roller coasters someday. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.